Pastor Jumbo Muller of Christ Church says on Wednesday morning, a military officer he identifies only as Majok and other soldiers arrived on the church premises located about 100 meters west of the Parliament building and ordered church officials to stop construction of a fence around the church compound. Muller says when he and other church members present resisted the order, the soldiers arrested his two sons, but released them after he pleaded with the soldiers to let them go. Muller says Majok warned he would return the next day with more soldiers, and to his surprise, they did return to the church and shot one of his sons.
They shoot my son from the house, and they shoot another one called Arun. I surprised what is going. Then children start running inside. They continue shooting until this neighbor soldiers, they came also, they enter. They found now the soldiers want to shoot the other son of mine. Then they said, you, if you shoot this boy, it will be a problem. Don't shoot him.
35-year-old Dominic Echo Jumbo, Pastor Muller's son, says the soldiers harassed him and a handful of other people who were building the fence and started threatening them before opening fire.
When I ran from the fence, they started shooting me until in my house. So when I get also my gun, so they shoot my legs. I started also shooting them. So they run. Government, they are not well organized. If they organize, it's supposed to come slowly, then they ask what is the problem. But he's starting beating people for no reason. And that one is not right.
Anna Kako, the South Sudan People's Liberation Movement Secretary for Central Equatorial State, insists the SPLM State Secretariat owns the disputed land. Muller says instead of helping to resolve the dispute between the church and the secretariat, Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony decided to side with Kako.
She's the SPLM Secretariat for State. The woman continues sending the soldiers to threaten the church. It happened one day and another day, three times. And then we went to this present governor, Adil. Then he said he will solve the problem. He gave us a letter for the committee to come for 2 weeks. Up to today, I'm talking with you. Nobody reaches here, but the governor is using the soldiers to threaten the church.
Governor Adil denies having any role in yesterday's shooting. He also says the land dispute between Christ Church and the Central Equatorial Secretariat is being handled legally, adding that the State Ministry of Lands, the SPLM State Secretariat, and Christ Church should resolve the dispute amicably.
It has nothing to do with us. The complainants should go there, and I understand that the commissioner of police has been stopping them. So I think the church are defying because there have been some warnings there. The police went there twice, and I think they seem to be defying.
Colonel Josh Lado says the Central Equatorial State Police force dispersed by Central Equatorial State authorities to stop the church from continuing constructing the fence around what he calls SPLM property. He says the police met resistance from church officials and family members.
I don't know what happened and who sent these people there. Yes, we have that issue of land. This is the document of the land. This our land is 60 by 80. Just it started from this water project. Now our case is now in police, in procedures of the police, legal procedure. So what did the church say that we are behind that? I'm sorry. I don't know anything about that incident that took place yesterday. What I know, our problem is now handled by our lawyer of the party. Emmanuel Taban is handled and followed by this, we authorize this man.
Kaku says she and her party were unaware of any shooting on church grounds. But after a UN official called to inquire about the incident, she called the SPLM Information Secretary to ask if a shooting had occurred at Christ Church involving soldiers. Pastor Muller is calling on other religious leaders and the international community to intervene and help resolve the land dispute. For VOA News, I am Onen Walter Solomon in Juba.